Edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And I'm not kidding. Twice today I've got to dance with hummingbirds. Once when we started a celebration, I had to mail here. And this time for Love Train, a female come to the feeder and she was just really fascinated because she'd dip in and then she'd hover back and look, and what are you doing? And she waved at me and back in. And so anyway, she hung around quite a while and danced with me. So how fun. Dance with your hummingbirds. It's fun. All righty. It is the third Sunday of the month. So that means Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. We're in the middle of a conversation with Cindy from Salton. We got all the questions and out of the way with Crystal the cat, and now she's got questions about Emily, her dog. So Cindy, welcome back to Animal World. Do we still have a connection?
Yeah, we do.
All righty.
About Emily.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
She's having a very hard time not getting the exercise she's used to because of the smoke. And any suggestions?
It's a struggle. It's a struggle for a lot of us when we can't do what we're used to. And
yeah, it is for me.
Yes, and so with that, you know, all we can do is communicate with our animals and say, this is a time when things are going to be a little bit odd, and we'll do better when we can do better. And, you know, it's going to be one of those scenarios. So with that, we all kind of sometimes have to buck up and do it. And sometimes animals don't want to do it as well as we do because they are someone who does, they like routine. They like to negotiate with routine, and we can't do new routine. Then that's where the struggle is. And that's one reason why I don't have a routine with my animals, because they get fed at different times. They get, because I, of knowing that, so my life is not ever on a schedule. You know, my husband feeds in the morning and then we feed at night, you know, so it's one of those things. But, once routine starts again, things will be better. You know, then it'll be like, okay, back to normal here. Okay, back to normal here. You know, it's that part, but just, it's that communication with her, you know, saying that, you know, I'm
Cindy,
struggling here too.
Cindy, I have a question. So, now, you know, Emily's having a hard time because you can't exercise.
She's on my energy, I'm sure.
Pardon me? Well, I what I was going to say, is it because she doesn't want to go out in the smoke and she can't do this, or she's not doing it because you can't go out in the smoke and do this?
Yeah, I don't like to go out when it's really smoky, and yeah, I don't like to let her go out either. So.
Okay, so what you have to do is what, like I'm doing, is right. You got to explain to her, and you know how to do that. You start talking to her about the smoke in the air and what it goes into your lungs, and it makes you sick, and you have to stay out of the smoke, and so she has to do that with you. And you know, I mean, you know, having a good chewable, you know, we talked about, you know, she could start some Nylabones for me or something. But the big thing is that, you know, about the human to animal transference, dogs and cats, animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, our behavior, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. So the best thing you can do for Emily is to go through this with as much grace, as Natasha would say, as possible. That you accept it. That's number one, is you got to accept it. Okay, it's smoky. Now, I had to do the same thing with me, because if you don't, and you stuff and suppress your negative feelings about it, or you get angry about it, that's what the animals will pick up and process back at you. So I had to talk to myself about, okay, so yeah, it's smoky and I have a choice. I can put on an N95 and go out and do something, or I cannot. But it was like, okay, I did what I had to do to get the work done last week on the least smokiest day, and blowing and mowing and stuff. And then on the other days, I'm saying, well, okay, so it's day to stay inside and work. And it's working pretty well. And I think Robbie's accepting it as well as he can. But she's going to reflect you. So the more you can accept it and go through it as gently as possible, the easier it'll be for her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So I think that's where you start. And then, you know, if you can think of any busy games in the house, or, you know, I don't know that you have any puzzle games or anything for her, but I'm not doing any of that kind of stuff with Robbie. You know, we are playing with his toys in the house, but we wait till the least smoky time of the day to go out and frisbee. And sometimes I have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. And it's just the new normal during this time. And so with that it's asking for grace on the actions that you do. And then, you know, that's where I just tell my dog, you know, not today. You know, and she goes, okay, you know.
Yeah, and let her know, you know, we'll be walking again. We just got to get rid of the smoke. And it sounds like that they are expecting a change in weather pattern, and that rain coming Friday night. And it's supposed to be some serious rain. And so the smoke's supposed to be moving out. But hopefully that will be the
we'll
end
pray
of
that
it.
The wind doesn't help the fire element to... The wind element and the fire element calm down is what I'll ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Cindy, or are you good?
Oh, that was it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Blessings.
Okay.
To
thanks
you.
For calling Animal World. Bye bye. All righty. Then we got another one here, and we are heading over to Seattle and Alexa. Alexa, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
You're welcome.
I have a question, a general question about our kitty Sumi. It's a brother and sister. Sumi's the boy, and I want to know.
And a boy cat?
He's a boy cat.
And then you have his sister too?
Yep, he's got a sister too, yep.
What's her name?
Her name is Mike.
Mike. Okay, and in case Natasha needs to tune in, what does Sumi look like?
Sumi is, he is a, well, Mike's calico. And Sumi is an orange tabby.
Okay. All right.
They're very
and it's Sumi. Sumi is the one you're asking about?
Sumi's the one I'm asking about, yeah.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, both of them are great kitties. Sumi, especially, he's a little on the shyer side of the two of them, but whatever. And I wanted to know, he does not really like to go outside at all. He will bounce around from window to window inside and stand in the front hall every time his sister goes outside, but he will not go outside unless I actually pick him up and bring him out. And I'm just curious what is going on, because he's eager about getting in the window. He loves to be, pet. He's not overly attached. He's not, he doesn't sit under things. He's not super scared or anything in the house. But I don't know what it is. Mike goes out no problem. She doesn't stay out a long period of time just because we're really careful because of other animals. But, she will come back. She'll go out and explore, come back in, but she's very happy to go outside. She pounces around, asking to go out, and then she'll come back in.
Now, have you had these cats since they were kittens?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've had them since they were 3.5 months.
I mean, well, I'll have Natasha will probably give us our best read here on what might be going on. But, cats have personalities and just like, humans do and so forth. And some cats like to go outside, some don't. I have to say your question is kind of unusual in that most people trying to get their cats to stay inside don't want them to go outside because there's a lot of problems going outside,
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be so concerned about that, but you basically just want to know why Sumi doesn't want to go outside. Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, pretty much. He really just doesn't want to go out at all. It's not like he doesn't, when Mika goes out, she goes out, she explores a little bit in the area and she comes back. She doesn't go very far, but I think it's a nice thing that they do that. And I've been really careful to just allow them time outside just because it's healthy for them, just to get out a little bit, run around the backyard,
hang out not in the smoke,
porch, whatever kind of thing. But I just feel like, Sumi would benefit from just getting a little fresh air.
But there's that fine line
really
between what is healthy, for the body. Yeah. What is healthy for the body isn't always healthy for the mind. And so with that he is, if you looked at him as a human, he would be one of those kids or people that would kind of sit in the corner when there's a party, very shy, quiet, very secure in their knowings, secure in what they're doing. But if they get out of their comfort zone, it's like, oh, I can't handle it, And so with that, that's just who he is. And so honor that. I mean, and she obviously now does he smell her a lot when she comes in?
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cause I'm getting that there's a lot of stimulation out there that he's just choosing not to deal with. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I'll get it through her, through osmosis. But every time that I check her out, it just tells me more and more, I don't want to go out there. It's kind of the language that I'm hearing him say.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So he's just, answer, Alexa, Sumi's smart. Okay. All right. And just, know that in the bigger picture here, in today's world, it is better for domestic cats to be confined and live indoor only lives.
Yeah.
There is a lot, you know, they don't live as long if they're out. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, there's predators, aerial and street and whatever. And there is a huge problem with the songbird population, and many birds or many cats mess up the detail there. Now, I made a transition a few decades ago when I was at the farm of keeping my cats inside, not letting them free roam.
Sure.
But yeah. I built a cat run. And every place I went, I've built a cat run. Now I have the Taj Mahal because it's the most fabulous catio you've ever seen. And it's huge. It's 22 feet by 20 feet. And it's a big complex. They go through a breezeway from the house out to the cat run. And I'll tell you what, I have had the happiest cats since I did that. And I have been the happiest owners. I don't have to worry about anything happening to them or them causing any problems. And they can come and go as they please into their cat run. I'll tell you, I had the most fascinating experience back at the farm when I built my first cat run. I built it because it was at that time I had some domestic cats of my own, but I had decided to get purebred Abyssinians, and I got my first one. Well, I got two more because I loved them so much. And then so Abyssinians are like dogs and monkeys, or dogs and monkeys in a cat suit, and very high maintenance. And they would go out all over the place and run everywhere if I'd let them. And I knew they wouldn't last for 2 seconds out in the country. So I had to do something, and they're door darting and I'm chasing them around all the time. So I built a cat run, taught them how to use it. They loved it. That solved all those problems. At the time, I had a feral cat that had I had adopted, but she lived like 95% of her time outside, would come in to eat a little bit and get out of there. She was not real handleable, and she was very feral. I did not show her the cat run. I didn't teach her about the cat door. I figured she wouldn't. She was feral. She wouldn't have anything to do with it. I just didn't teach her or show her.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, I couldn't find the feral cat. She was never around. And I went, where the heck is she? And I never saw her. Pretty soon I started a search because I hadn't seen her for days. She's out in the cat run. She taught herself how to use the cat door, and she loved it. And then when I asked her, she said, it's the first time I've been able to relax outside. There are predators. I have to be on guard every second. Now I can come out and watch the world go by and relax, and I don't have to worry about it. She ended up spending 90% of her time in the cat run, 5% in the house and 5% outside. And then when I had to sell my farm and move back into the city to care for my dad after my mom died, I asked her, and she said, because she could move and be feral out with my friends in Gold Bar, or she'd come with me. She ran right in the carrier and said, I want to go and I want to be a city cat. She has been ever since, and she's with me on her third lifetime now. So just know that, you might want to do a little catio or something for your boy, or just honor who he is. And you can let Mike do her thing, and then she'll come in and tell Sumi all about it. And he'll get his report and say, yep, I've made the right choice. I'd be staying inside, Mom. Don't kick my butt out because I don't want to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and just to qualify, you know, when they're going out, it's very much during the day. One of us is supervising. And we watch the reports on any coyotes and things. And one time, Mike is actually a bit of a huntress, so she has been trapping rats and mice and bringing them in as gifts, but we are really encouraging her not to do that. So we've been trying to keep her inside more. She's just done it a couple times over the last couple of years. But, you know, it's very clear when she's doing that. So, yeah, it's more just that they are they have a lot of energy, you know, when they're in the house. Mm-hmm. They run around and they just that was the signal of, to me, was that it might be good for them to get out and run around a little bit rather than running around in the house. And then they get up on the counters and they chase each other all over and they knock them over.
And now, do you play interactive games with them?
Oh, yes. Yes, we interact with them whenever we're home. I mean,
but, you know, like a good bird or, you know, wand toy, because you can flat cat them, you know, if you need to wear them out so they're not zooming all over the house, just flat cat them with a good bird. That's what I do.
Well, there's we do.
And you know what flat catting is? Stuff.
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you get out your bird, you know, and they chase the bird around. You play them until they lay down. They fall over flat on their sides.
Oh,
and that's you flat
really
cat.
Tired.
Yeah. Flat cat them until they don't play anymore, and they fall over on their side and just lay there and say, "Oh, what a game! That was great."
Yeah. Okay.
So cat them a couple times a day, and you'll be in good shape.
Yes, that's a good idea. Right, we'll do a little more of that, maybe.
Yeah, because Mikay will go out and do her thing, but Sumi needs a little indoor exercise.
Yes, maybe that would be good, right? Because he does really get up on, he does a lot of counter lounging, and, you know, he'll go after just about anything on the counter, and that's been a bit of a problem, including food. He'll eat out of the compost bin. I don't know, just all these different things that are not good for him.
And the best cure for that, besides, you know, you can always, you know, we can always talk about some behavior things that you can do for with them. But the best thing is interactive toy play.
Yeah.
And, you know, only can it be 5 minutes at a time. Doesn't have to be lengthy. And you flat cat them a few times a day, and you'll solve a lot of those frustration venting behaviors.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Somewhere to put their energy that's focused.
Yeah. So why don't you try that a little bit, you know, honoring his desire that for whatever reason for him outside is not his thing, and start playing more and flat catting, and then check with us in a month. Call back third Sunday of next month, and then we'll tune in again and see how you're doing.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Cool.
They're very,
all right.
Very helpful.
Anything else on your mind you want to chat about before we're done?
Well, no, I don't know. I'll leave it to another caller, but I'll call back another time.
Well, there is no other caller. So now, if you've got other stuff you'd like to chat about, I can put you on hold. We'll take care of advertisers and come back and answer more of your questions.
If you want to talk about the counter diversions, that would be helpful because that's kind of a problem.
What did you say?
We're on the same side. Since you would, if you mentioned something about counter diversions, that would be helpful.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's put you on hold, and then we'll come back and talk about cats that raid the compost and counters and that kind of stuff. So stay right where you are, everybody. We'll talk more with Alexa after we take care of our advertisers. So Animal World continues pretty quick right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our NuPro supplements again. Just be sure and check them out, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. We also heard about Natasha, and you can check Natasha out at AngelicClarifications.com, AngelicClarifications.com. She's got some custom classes that she'll set up for you personally if you're interested. And she, of course, is available. Natasha, you do private readings.
I do.
Right on the phone, mm-hmm. so forth.
Or Zoom. And,
or Zoom. And you also can be found on the airwaves on your podcast twice a week.
So
it's 4 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays, and we access your podcast through your YouTube channel. Is that correct?
Yes. Or, YouTube, I'm Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications, or my Facebook page, which is Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications. You can find me there live, or you can catch many videos on my YouTube channel. I have almost over 300 videos of short videos, long videos, feng shui videos, personal, you know, let's get tiggered, not triggered, cool. where I'm a little more personal. So it's an amazing place to go. And now I have podcasts that you can catch me on if you like to listen to podcasts. All my shows now are on podcasts, Life Clarifications with Natasha.
Okay. And so now tomorrow you'll be doing a podcast at 4 o'clock. What happens on your Monday podcast?
On Mondays, I'm with Regan Forsten, who is a hypnotherapist with the Newton Institute, and he is very gifted at being a elder gentleman with a lot of wise information about past lives. He's been more of a novice learning about past lives, where I came into this world knowing about things. I remember mm-hmm. being born. I remember a lot of different things. And so with that it's been a nice combination of us, you know, coming together to give information about the soul's walk. Why do things happen? Relationship talk. How do our souls and past lives interact with our relationships now? And a lot of those grief, a lot of those different processes that we go through.
All right. And then Wednesdays, you do a podcast at 4 o'clock as well. What happens on Wednesdays?
Wednesdays it's basically life clarifications. I've talked about the body and how to work with the body. I've talked about emotions. I've talked about different avenues about processing what we're going through in the world right now. It's pretty much what's happening. If something happens in my life, usually that ends up being a conversation about how to work through it in the day to day, getting triggered, getting through a lot of our emotional dance that we're going through in life.
Cool. All right. So you can find Natasha 4 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays. Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications on YouTube or her Facebook page.
Yes.
All righty then. I think we are good. And let us go back to our last caller and finish up with Alexa in Seattle. Good morning again, Alexa. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thanks.
Wonderful. So we were talking about, you have two cats, Sumi and Mike. Mm-hmm. Is it Sumi that's the counter raiser and so forth?
Well, at this point, it's mostly him. It used to be the two of them, but now Mike has sort of adjusted
we've adjusted the food. So they're both getting a fairly whole food diet. And they do really enjoy, actually, you know, treats like pieces of lettuce and, you know, pieces of fresh green bean and zucchini mm-hmm. and cucumbers or something like that. They're, I don't know. Sumi actually is the one who introduced me to this, because he did, when he was very little, would get up on the counter and proceed to eat the lettuce out of the, you know, just washed bin. And mm-hmm. so that was the first sign. But now they just get up on the counter no matter what. It's like if we bring the food out and it's this just big run around on the counters. And there's nothing we can do except the only thing we've done so far is to, you know, wait to feed them until they're down off the counter, of course, and to hold the food up in the air, you know, and say, okay, well, we're just going to wait till you're down from the counter. There's a lot of communication, compassionately, of course. But, and that seems to be working, but, you know, the habit of getting up on the counter is still there. And even if they're fed, they still will just get up because it's fun to get up on the counter. Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, dogs have masters, cats have staff. So you control dogs and dictate to dogs, that makes them happy and relaxes them and makes them feel good. Cats, you have to serve. Okay. They don't have the same social structure that dogs do. Also, most cats prefer to go up. I actually feed my cats on the kitchen counter, and I've always done that because that's what my mother did. When I grew up, we had dogs and cats, and the cats ate on the counter and the dogs ate on the floor. Worked very well. Now, some cats are going to be worse at getting into stuff than others. Like the Abyssinians I've had, you know, for so many years. Well, first of all, I used to call them Vegasinians, Alexa, because their favorite treats was steamed broccoli and asparagus. You know, so some cats do like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I only have two cats now, and they're both older, you know, around the 10-year mark. And they're not as trim as they could be, but they are really well behaved. And you know, my Abbeys that would cause all the trouble and would steal stuff like that, they've moved on. So I don't have those kind of issues now. But I will tell you, I'm not a big fan of keeping cats off of stuff unless there's a reason for them to be off it. So my rules in the kitchen are, you can get up on the counter if you want to, unless I'm preparing food or eating, and then you got to stay off the counter. Or a lot of people don't want cats on the kitchen counter, but hindsight being 2020, the time to really teach that is when you get your new kitties and you don't ever allow that. And you have a squirt bottle, you know, a spray mister bottle, a squirt that you can, you know, squirt them off. But also sometimes, and this applies to dogs too, it's worth it to train through things. And sometimes it isn't. Well, you got to remember, the strongest way to strengthen animal behavior is a random reward. So if they do something and once in a while they get rewarded, then they're going to do that more in case it's the time I get rewarded. So when it comes to like garbage or compost bins on the counter or something like that, it usually doesn't make a lot of sense to try to train through it, because most humans are not diligent enough to not ever, you know, make a mistake and the cat can get into the compost bin because you're not there to supervise or something. And or the dog can get into the trash because it's the same sort of thing. And what happens is that they don't ever stop doing it, even though you tell them it's wrong, because it's always worth trying, because it might be that time they get something. Okay.
Right.
So most of them are randomly rewarded. So when it comes to this kind of thing, you are either better off to have some kind of an interrupt or correction, negative association that happens consistently so that they break the pattern and stop. It's easier done when they're young and you just start out right than when they're older. Or you prevent and avoid, like with dogs, you know, and trash. You get trash cans and containers that have lids on them and nobody can open them up, or they're under a counter that they can't get, or a cabinet that they can't get into, but you prevent and avoid. Now, in my house, I have a compost bin too, but I keep mine over on my stove next to my stove, and the cats can't get on that part of the counter. They don't, you know, it's not over in the other parts of the counter. You might be able to move it somewhere that isn't so attractive. You can, do this the standard. They get on the counter, get off the counter, squirt with the squirt bottle. You can also, you might try, there is, let me grab it. I'm moving away from the microphone here for a moment. And I'm grabbing a training tool. And it's a relatively new one in the dog world. You can get them on Amazon. They're called pet correctors. And I use them as sound interrupt negative association with dogs a lot, but they're really good with cats. I call it Caesar in a can. Any of you that watch Caesar Milan, the dog trainer, you know, if he's working a dog and he needs to quickly interrupt them, a lot of trainers will just do an he does a hiss, psst, 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 when he's working with a dog. Caesar in a can. It's a pet corrector. Now you can get these on Amazon. They come in it's a red little can, and you punch them, they make a big hiss. Well, hiss in cat language means give me more off. Space, get out of the way. Back off, move off. That's what hiss means. Don't come any closer, back off, okay? So you could have a pet corrector that you could use. Then you can, they make these things, pet corrector doesn't, but Jackson Galaxy used to use them all the time. It's my cat from Hell Show on Animal Planet. They're remote devices that sometimes he put them in front of a closed bedroom door. So the cat came to scratch on the door, the can would hiss at him. You can put one of the hissing cans on the counter. And they're motion detectors. So when the cat gets up, they get hissed at and it scares them and they jump off. So you can booby trap and that kind of stuff. But most of that things, humans aren't consistent enough to really get the job done. So you kind of probably have to do a combination of prevent and avoid, have some kind of correction available, you know, an interrupt immediately, like the pet corrector or something on the counter. And, exercise, good interactive games. So you keep Sumi worn out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, this is really helpful. We did actually try this when they were little, of course, but it really did not work, which is sort of why I decided to maybe just do a little outside time of just getting the yayas out. That was okay for me, Kay, but didn't really work so well for Sumi. And then little by little, you know, when we introduced the spray bottle and now we're kind of into other things. But I also think that the diet change helped because they, I don't know.
And to get things moving here, sweetie. And one thing that I'm seeing is if you can with him hide his treats around certain places of the house and keep changing it. So that he's thinking, he's not stimulated, and he's not necessarily a hunter, but he has the cat ability.
You can do treasure hunts for your kitty around the house.
Exactly. So,
but not on the kitchen counter.
Not on the kitchen counter, and actually away from the kitchen, the kitchen, because I can't stand cats on counters either.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the best we can do for the moment because we're out of time.
Okay. So, well, thank you so much. These are wonderful suggestions. Yes.
And yeah. So check in again in a month and let us know what kind of progress you're making or not. And then we can go from there. Okay.
Yeah, I sure will. Thank you both.
All righty. Alexa, thanks for calling Animal World. We need to take care of advertisers, which we're going to do now. We'll come back and we've got one more caller. Kim she's got a question for Natasha. And then we got to do current events and then we'll probably be done. So maybe we can throw in a little bit of astrology or something before we get out of here. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He is our best neuroenergetic balancing guy, and in the studio with us the second Sunday of every month. Also does house calls and works remotely. He would like you, if you're interested in getting a free telephone evaluation with him, which is where he always starts, he'd like you to go through the website, and that's healingministryforanimals.com. Healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link, fill it out, tell him you want to talk. He'll arrange a phone call, talk to you for free. All righty. And then Jude Ponton is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline. And it's a really nice little space. And the phones are working and voicemail's working. So give her a call if you'd like to schedule. You can see her in person at her home now, or she can work with you remotely. And the Whispering Dragon phone number is 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then quickly before we go to our caller in Federal Way, Nathan, you've got a couple of kitty. You got a friend with some babies that need to home.
Yeah. So about a month ago, my friend came across a couple kitties. They were a part of a set of four, actually, but these
kittens
are the only two that survived and abandoned under a car. So he took them and rescued them and currently has them at his house, and he's giving them away, no charge. He already has a couple cats and doesn't want to add more to the mix. So he's just,
so they're free to a good home.
Yep, fostering them or whatever, rescuing them. And now they're past their little period where they had to get all their shots and, you know, growing up. And
well, you said they're 2 months old.
Yes, 2 months old.
So they haven't had all their shots yet.
They're up to date, I guess I should say.
Yeah, up to date would be good.
Yeah. And
they've had their first round, 2 months old. They're black. One has a little white on its paws and mouth. but had, you know, vaccines so far. They're not spayed, of course, but they are litter trained. That's a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're so both female. They're bonded, so they have to
go together. You need to take them both together. They're both females. And if you're interested in them, Nathan, you want them to email us here at Animal World.
Yeah, just
so that would
go
AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com.
Yep.
AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com.
All right. We keep talking over each other, but yes, yep. Just contact that email and then we'll get back in touch with you about who to contact. And so if you want two kittens, just email AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. They're located in South Seattle, kind of near the Renton Airport, if you're concerned about distance.
Okay. And I'm just going to tell you before we go to our last call, we won't do the music, but just a quick current events. Not a lot new going on here, but All About Bats with Barbara Ogard is Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Dream Center. If you haven't seen the presentation, it is fabulous. And if you bring your little ghost and goblins in costumes, they get a free Sammy the Salmon poster. And you need to call for a reservation, 425-316-8592. But it's All About Bats with Barbara Ogard this Friday night at 7 p.m. Northwest Stream Center. And then Positive Alliance. They will have free ID tags and supplies Saturday, October 22nd, 12 to 3, downtown Seattle. Check the website for more details, positivealliance.org. And then their Pocktoberfest is Saturday, October 29th at the Lagunitas Brewing Company and Tap Room and Beer Sanctuary in Ballard. All righty. Now, I think then what we got time for is one more call, Natasha.
Yes.
And we are heading down to Federal Way. And Kim, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, good morning, Kim. Martha and Natasha.
Hey, hello. Kim. What do you need help with? I think you got a question for Natasha, huh?
I do. This time around, it's for Natasha, and it's not an animal-related question.
Oh, that's good. I'm not all about animals.
It's human-animal related.
Human-related, of course. So, Natasha, I actually just had a session with you, Natasha.
Yes.
And it was just the craziest thing. The next day or the day after, I got a call for a job interview, which I didn't even apply to the job. I didn't finish the application. And I just kind of wanted to ask you, are you hearing or seeing or feeling anything about this particular job? It's very much out of my comfort zone.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's why this whole scenario came up. Okay, so this is what's going on in the planets right now. Listening to my astrologer and stuff like that, there's a couple of things that are being triggered right now. Fear of success or fear of failure. Uh-huh. And so right now, there's a very intense energy out there about fear about stepping forward. So that's what I got for you, was to talk about how are you fearing this comfort zone. And you never know what a job is until you actually call up and go through the interview process.
Mm-hmm. So are you recommending that she do that?
I say stretch that muscle a little bit. Stretch that knowing about yourself, because there sometimes the label of a job, what they say, and the energy that's put into the words isn't always the energy that's in the job.
Okay.
So go check
it
out.
Can you use the initials for the job just to make sure I'm clear?
The initials for the job?
Yeah. What's the initials for the business?
For the business?
Mm-hmm.
SF. I believe. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, there's something about that you're supposed to go through a little bit of the process of that. There is something there.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting. But that's the thing, though, is when you're walking this walk, checking in, what of your fear is being triggered? Is it fear of thinking that you can't, or fear of thinking that actually I might actually be able to do it, and what am I going to do with that, you know, type of thing. So with that, to look in that, because there's that part of that that we keep ourselves in a box because it's a comfort zone, kind of like the last caller's cat, you know? With that, practice that. You can always say, no, I decided not to take the job.
Of course. Yes. Yes.
There's something about going through this process and stretching that fear muscle a little bit more.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for trusting me the other day. That was a gift of a conversation.
Thank you for that email.
All right, Kim. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye now. Blessings.
Bye-bye. Well, okay. Thank you to all the callers. We always appreciate you calling in and allowing us to serve you for a while. And we'll be doing it again the third Sunday in November. So keep that in mind. Now we're just about done, Natasha, but you did mention astrologically that something that's been triggered are fears of success
or failure.
Failure. Uh-huh. So if people are feeling overwhelmed by fear of success or fear of failure, that's an astrological trigger.
It is a trigger.
Sometimes
right
it helps to know that so you can then more easily work through it. And if you don't, you might need to call Natasha for some private help.
Yes.
And Natasha, how do people contact you if they would a reading with you?
You can reach me at angelicclarifications.com or any of the social media sites that I'm on. Instagram, I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. You know, I'm a little bit everywhere. So, you know, you can reach out to me and message
and you
me.
Can and we can call you, right?
You can call me at 360-770-7486. And that's also a texting number.
So call or text 360-770-7486.
You can set up appointments through my website and there's a payment plan there and that kind of thing. So it's real easy to set up a time. And if you can't set up a time, people who are out of the area, then I have other times set aside for that.
All right. Sounds great. And then, of course, you want to remember to tune in to Natasha's podcast tomorrow. It's at 4:00 with Regis Forston.
Regan Forston.
And you can find it, Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications on Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah, and the last two shows have been about people crossing over and the process of that. So it was a very informative conversation. This tomorrow, I'm not sure if we're going to continue that or not, because it's something you can continue quite a bit about. So, because there's a lot of people crossing over.
All righty. Well, so next week it's an extra Sunday, so fourth Sunday of a 5-Sunday month. That means I can sneak in another teaching show with Walter. So Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, will join me next week, and we will do another me teaching you everything I know about changing dogs' behavior and all. And we're into the good stuff and the practical, logical stuff and how to do all this stuff. I will pick up where I left off on the last show, which was I believe Sunday, August 21st. So the August show was the third Sunday of August, and you can find that in our audio archives. Go to marthanorwalk.com, click on the audio archive link, go down to August 21st, and you can review that show if you didn't hear it and need to catch up, or if you want to review to be prepared for next week. But come with note-taking material and your questions and stuff. And I'm not sure exactly how far we're going to get, but I'm finishing up with all the exercises I have clients teach for different reasons. And then we're going to start putting it all together and doing these behavior profiles and how you work through all these different behavior problems. And at some point we'll be doing calls or emails and specific cases. So I hope you will join us next week, and keep yourselves and your animal friends safe. If you need to go out, if you are respiratorily challenged, then N95 will help you with the smoke and all of that. But be a little careful with your animal friends, especially if they have the smash nose breeds or something that has respiratory issues. You want to watch out for them in the smoke too. But hopefully it's going to be moving out towards the end of the week. And we will have some rain coming in Friday night. Fingers crossed. Pray for rain. Think rain. Do a little rain dance. And let's hope we get what we need here. So, Nathan, thank you so much. And remember, two kittens, they're two months old, 8 weeks old. They are long-haired black kitties. One has a little white on it, and they're litter mates and bonded. They got to go together, but Nathan's friend says they're free to a good home. So if you are interested, you can email us at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So Nathan, you'll have to give us an update next week and let us know if these kids found a home. And thank you so much for all that you do and taking care of the phones today too. And blessings to Stacy in Hawaii. And Natasha, thank you so much. Have great podcasts this week and month, and we'll see you again next month. Alrighty, everybody. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.